Tonight, coronavirus is now raging across every single state in America. One orders all its residents to stay at home. And we hear from President Trump for the first time in 8 days. The U.S. death toll could reach nearly 440,000 by spring, what governors are begging residents to start doing right now. Also in El Paso, Texas, patients airlifted out of ICUs because they're running out of space. And in New York City, the nation's largest school system warns parents that in-person education could shut down as soon as Monday.
The president.
Breaking his silence, America finally hears from President Trump, who is still not conceded his prediction for when a COVID vaccine will be available to all Americans. Final score, 306 to 232 in the Electoral College. As President Trump takes North Carolina, Georgia goes to President-elect Biden. Why all eyes are still on the Peach State. State of emergency, nearly a dozen killed in North Carolina after Tropical Storm Eta. Plus, why a new storm in the Caribbean will be a record breaker. Europe on the brink. Our reporter gets rare access inside an ICU in Rome. The stunning scenes of a hospital pushed to the edge. The countdown begins. America enters a new era of space travel with SpaceX. We'll meet the four astronauts about to make history. And Steve Hartman's on the road with the ultimate reality show and how a viewer saved the day.